Hi guys, my name is John Warner. I am a student here at the University of Northern Colorado, and my major is in journalism. And what I've wanted to do for a while is make a podcast, because what I want to do is I want to go to radio and I want to go into TV, but I'm also, open to writing for newspapers and such like that, like magazines. But I don't really necessarily know how to talk without a proper pronunciation. Or, just any of that fun stuff. And I wanted to start a podcast because like I just said, I want to get comfortable, and this isn't meant to take anything serious. It's more of meant to be, more fun loving, more about what is just fun about me, because I have made this plan where I've actually called it the timeline. The timeline here is going to be a basis of what I do in my own life. It's what I've done. I will go over the earliest memories of childhood I have. I will bring up pictures. Clearly it's a podcast, you won't be able to see them, but I'll look at them. I'll look at the pictures. I'll be able to show you those. Just like, wow, like this is why I need to practice. I'll be able to describe the picture and tell you what's going on through descriptive details, because I don't think I'm descriptive enough as a writer or even as someone who tries to explain something. So I want to start doing that. I also want to start talking about sports really a bit. I want to have, eventually, as I'm more and more comfortable, I'd like to bring people onto my new show here, and I like to talk to them about what's going on with their lives, because I mean, it is important to also like talk about yourself, but it's also very important to listen to what other people are thinking, what they're going through. Is there anything good or bad? Like my floor mates, Justin, Andy, he's probably one of my best friends right now, and another one of my floor mate is Jesse Key, absolute goon of a man. He's hot now too. So I just wanted to start getting into these podcasts, because I want my voice to be heard, and if you are probably like my first subscriber, I will love you till the day I die. That is probably just a given. And I also just want to talk about some issues that I could be having that you don't want to maybe talk to people about. So what I want to do is talk to them with you, the people, if you decide to ever watch this one day, because I probably my biggest flaw in life is putting myself down after something happens. So an example, and I'll get into this later, as for as we get into my own timeline, is it's just with honestly just girls in general. I mean, it's not necessarily that I don't like girls or women now, but I always seem to get in way in over my head. I always seem to get my hopes up way too high for nothing, and it just becomes in reality l apparently l later in reality that I just get crushed. And instead of just moving on like a college student, like a normal college student would, I think way too much. I put myself down. I start drinking. And it's just not good. It's not good. And before I can even think or even I can't try to even imagine picking myself up. And I rely on the rest of my fraternity, my 40 other brothers, to I've crap, I can't think of the word. I rely on them. That's what it is. I'm very dependent on them to a distinct level that, okay, you know what? I can't help myself. You guys are gonna have to help me out of this. I'm not gonna be able to have that, and I'm starting to realize I'm not gonna be able to have that kind of outlet here in maybe the next 3 years. But I will maybe have you, the people, so I can talk about. And Yeah, no, I always just thought this would be really fun. Yeah, so it's really hard. It's really hard, especially doing this. I hope I can get better, especially as the timeline will come up and I will have bit better things to talk about, like my early childhood. What was childhood like for me? What was junior high like for me? Did I ever get in trouble? Which we will discuss. I can look back and say how much I've personally how I've grown, which I think is a big step, and it's I think it's good. I think it's real good. But I can still realize that I'm not fully matured yet. The average human brain for a male body does not fully mature until the age of 26. I still have 6 years to go, or technically five and a half. Merry half Christmas birthday to me. Since it's December and June. Yeah, we'll get into that later. So I still need to see up ahead that I need to be better. I could definitely have just probably an overall better hygiene. I could have definitely better grades. Something my parents heckle me about still. I could definitely be more open about things, just be not as stubborn. Because I was never told I was stubborn until I actually got to college. And then when I look back, I'm like, God, I was a dick. Like some days when people are just like, yeah, hey Warner, like, hey, you want to hang out after school, after maybe done with basketball practice or football practice, and I'll be like, no, I'm fine, whatever. Like, it's high school, dude. Go out. You're about to go to college soon. You have the ACT coming up. You have this, and this. But go out for like an hour and a half. I'm sure your parents wouldn't mind. Shit. Probably worried about you while you crawl up in your room and hide from him in like your bat cave. So I always have the lights off for some reason. I don't know why. It just felt better. I'm not a dark person. I'm actually a very happy person. I'm a very happy person, and I will discuss that over my timeline too, of how I actually changed people's days without even knowing it through various high school yearbooks. Like what people write in them. It's honestly, it touches my heart, some of them, and some others, just like, man, I really wish I didn't want you to sign my yearbook, just because they're freaking morons. And, yeah, no, so, I mean, this is only meant to be almost like an intro, because I do want to start getting comfortable. Hopefully, maybe, like, start making YouTube videos one day with my own audio. But for now, I just want to talk. I just want to talk. My Instagram is J Warner Bros. JWARNERBORS. So shoot me a message. I am always willing to talk. I'm always down to hang out. I'll probably ask you like, hey, who are you? Where'd you find me? So I mean, just like if you ever like do come across this, don't be afraid to, don't be afraid to shoot me a text message, through Instagram, and just let me know that you're listening to the cast, you appreciate it, you want to talk about something. I'm always willing to talk. So I also like to go back a little bit to one of my greatest flaws. One of my greatest flaws is, yeah, I put myself down, but I can't help myself. And what I mean by that is, yeah, I can't pick myself up, but I'm also great at turning myself in the wrong direction. What I mean by that is, I see people on the couch, they clearly don't want to talk, but I ask them, hey, are you okay? We talk about it a little bit, and I give some of the best advice I can possibly give a person for that situation. And in multiple occasions, it's helped. It's actually helped them. But when I'm literally going through the same thing that person went through just a week later or 2 weeks later or maybe even a year later, I don't know what to do. I don't get it. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's just the weirdest thing in the world. So, but also one of my greatest rises, you know, it's like versus downfall, but rise. I'm genuinely a happy person. You know, if you ever like catch me on a couch sleeping and I'm smiling for no apparent reason, I don't dream. I just think happy thoughts while I'm taking a nap, which is one of the weirdest things in the world that you can maybe like ever do. But it's you know, it's dumb actually. I'm generally a happy person. I like to keep a good hygiene. I like to get things done and give credit where credit's due for the most part. I'm always about showing my appreciation to people. When someone gives me a ride, I say thank you maybe about four or five times. Two of those is like guys parking the car at our at my destination or at our destination, and I'm just like, oh gosh, thank you so much. I really do appreciate this. Thank you so much. You know, of course, guy or girl says, oh yeah, no problem, don't worry about it. But I'm also very good at living in my own world, which I don't know is necessarily a good thing. It can be very tough at times because I do have a very broad imagination. Think of different scenarios. I think of like different, because I don't just have like a total like imagination where it's like it's just dumb, like it just wouldn't happen. My imaginations consist of reality and theme. And what I mean by that is like I could have two separate worlds of whatever, like a totally fiction world. A totally fiction world, and then have combine it with the real world. I totally imagine there's a movie called Red Dawn that's multiple famous people in it. Probably the most notable would be Chris Henderson, the guy who plays Thor. It's where. And this is the reboot that came out back in, oh gosh, I think it was 2012, where, you know, it's just normal teenagers doing teenage things. It's like a Friday night game. After the football game, they all go to a bar. You know, the teenagers, they're not, clearly not drinking, but, you know, like the older brother and sisters are, because they're still in their hometown because of football and stuff like that. And, yeah, I think this place is actually, like, in Washington. I think that's where they shot it. And they lose power. And they, you know, it's like, oh, crap, okay, it's like the whole city, all right, whatever. So they all kind of just, like, go home. They talk a little bit. And then the very next scene, they wake up. And they, but I mean, it's not like waking up as in like, oh, morning, Kate. No, it was, okay, some of our most prized possessions on our most famous shelf on our like wall that we take so much pride in because of this family was just like everything was just like rattling, you know, and like, and the noise just got louder and louder and louder. And the two brothers wake up and they're like, whoa, what's going on? So they go outside, they check it out. Excuse me. They check it out and they look up. When they look up, there's just planes flying over. They're being invaded. And they see parachutes coming down, people and cars, like their neighbors just like just fly down the street because they're terrified. They don't know what to do. And also their dad is a cop, of like the head guy of the police department for that city. So, you know, and they, it's North Korea. And so like North Korea, puts an act of war on the U.S. by taking out our satellite systems or something like that. They pretty much disabled the entire West Coast of power, so we couldn't see North Korea coming. And I thought that was very interesting of how they tied that in. Because the original, they had like the Cubans just come up into like through like Mexico and Florida, and they took over pretty much the South, and it was actually taken here in Colorado. But never mind that. That was slow, and that was Charlie Sheen before he did all that crack cocaine bullshit. So there was, I liked how they, you know, it's like, okay, like everyone feared the Cubans and the Russians. Now, you know, like 30 years later, now we're kind of worried or talking about North Korea more. So I liked how they did that. But either way, getting off to the point, I always imagine myself like, wow, I could put myself in that situation. My own home's getting attacked. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna have to get out of here, regroup, train myself, and come back to take back my home. Like, that's the kind of imagination I have. I get invaded. I go into exile. I come back. I win. I'm the hero. But as soon as I'm the hero again, I don't want that attention for some reason. I don't like that attention where everyone can just say thank you. Like, everyone in the entire community, the state, the country, the hemisphere. Or like, you know, even just the planet. I wouldn't appreciate that. I wouldn't like that. So I'd probably go back into exile. So yeah, no, here you go, you can have your life back, here you go, I'm gonna go, peace, don't do anything stupid, don't try to lose it. So, I mean, I guess that would be a great way of explaining what I'm good at. Just, I'm very good at my own things that I do that no one else does. I'm sure other people have imaginations. I'm not saying other people don't. I'm saying that the things that I dream about, completely different thing. And yeah, it's just, I want to be good and not just my own thing, but something else that gets me out there, that challenges me, and that puts me out there. I want to do it. I want to do it. I have that drive, but no one else sees that I have that drive, and I want to prove them wrong. I want to show them that, yeah, journalism is really what I want to do. I don't care if there's no money in the damn field. I want to do journalism because I want to bring people up to the date news about what's going on in their daily lives. If Trump did something stupid, I want to be the one to tell them about it. If someone wins the Super Bowl, I want to be able to tell them about it. You know, the Broncos are 3-9 right now. I want to be able to tell everyone my issues about the Broncos, because clearly they're just a hot mess right now. Coach Vance Joseph is, if the season's pretty much over. If I'd say by week 5, if this continues of the 2018 season, it's done. Coach Vance Joseph would be done here in Denver. John Fox would, I mean, not Fox, Elway would not be able to protect Joseph anymore. Because eventually, when it comes to head coaches, that's something you kind of have to listen to the people about. And really, your players, too. I mean, I'm sure that Ben McAdoo was just fired yesterday from the New York Giants after they bench Manning, which I don't even want to get into that. But the players have a lot of say in what goes on in the coaching staff. I remember before they took down all the ESPN 30 for 30s on Netflix, I used to watch those all the time. I wouldn't watch Friends. I would not watch anything else. I would watch those 30 for 30s over and over and over again because I love those stories. I love sports stories. And there's this one called the 85 Bears. It's the only championship or Super Bowl championship in the franchise of the Bears. And I told my dad that, he didn't believe me, but he looked it up, not on Wikipedia. He looked it up and he's like, ha, damn it. Well, day ruined. Well, sorry, Dad. But I was watching it for the first time, and in the beginning, they're like, the Bears was kind of getting things rolling, but the owner of the time, actually the founding member of the Chicago Bears and the NFL itself, his name is George Halas. And if you actually look on the Bears uniforms, his initials are still on the jersey. So, I mean, he's still there, loved in Chicago. I don't think he's alive anymore. I think he passed away. But the head coach of the Bears at the time got fired. The offensive coordinator at the time got fired. And they were about to fire. George Halas was about to fire defensive coordinator Buddy Ryan. Now, Buddy Ryan is an absolute mastermind. He was the one who created the 46 defense. The 46 defense was what the Bears do on pretty much every single play, and that's what made them so dominant, because that was such a stacked Bears team, Bears defense. You could not stop them. If you got a pass off, it was either no good or incomplete. If you ran the ball, your running back's going to get hurt. If you take more than a five-step drop back with your quarterback, quarterback's going to get hurt. I remember this game in 84. They were in the 46. I think that's when the 46 was born. It was in 84. And, they crushed the Lions, I think, at Detroit. They went through three starting quarterbacks. And at one point, like 5 minutes left in the fourth, they started using their punter. What? You got to the quarterback that many times off one defensive scheme, or like one defensive like variation, and you went through three quarterbacks. How do you do that? I mean, just it's amazing. But the defensive players, maybe in like 1980, they wrote a letter to George Halas saying, like, you know what, we got something going here, we got something building here. Let Buddy Ryan keep his job. And they sent the letter to him, to Halas, and like the next week, or maybe like the next 2 days, George Halas came onto the practice field, which the players described as unthinkable because they never saw him on the field. And they George Halas, I think he said, "I don't care who wrote this, I'm very proud of you. Ryan keeps his job." Where else do you see that in the NFL today? Where do you see that in college football? You don't. It's funny. Cleveland Browns have gone through so many quarterbacks and so many coaches. And along with a lot of other NFL programs, but Cleveland Browns probably the most notable. If they just keep a coach, and his players stick up for him, I guarantee you the Browns have a winning season. or even an 8-8 season, or maybe even 7-9, close to a winning season. But the, I mean, GMs in the league are so hot to just win, like, right off the bat. And I'm sure I had some case that's not true. But anyway, I'm getting real off topic here. Yeah, so I mean, I'll go over in this process. I will go over with the Broncos. I'll go over with my fraternity of Lambda Chi. I'll go over with how much I just love this country. How I actually moved to Colorado from Chicago. I'll describe how, you know, how I saw my first car, how I met my first girlfriend, how I fell in love with her, and how that, you know, didn't work out. Yeah. And I'll go through, actually go through all my relationships. I'm going to try to be very open with this kind of thing. And, I want to be vulnerable to this, because I want to be a better speaker. That's what I'm looking for. I want to be a better speaker, and I just want to be better. I want to be better. I failed the journalism class, the media writing class with Clyde in 210 last semester. I got an F. I got like a 52% in the class. Right now I'm sitting pretty at a 78. How does that happen? I mean, people could say, oh well, I mean, you're taking the class the second time, it should be pretty easy. Well, I mean, it's about grammar. It's about making, I mean, I could totally go through the same class again, knowing what to do, but still make the same mistakes. But I'm not making those mistakes anymore. It's just the quizzes I can't get a grasp on. That's why I'm at a 76 or 78. I don't remember what it was. High 70s. So I haven't failed at anything when it comes to public speaking yet. I'll actually even go over that, how I managed to find out that I'm actually good at public speaking, junior or senior year of high school. I actually found that out about myself, and I didn't think I had that in me, but I did. So I'd like to kind of like wrap this up here within the next 3 minutes, and I want to try to keep these episodes maybe about 40 minutes to an hour long. And so my first segment, like I said, it will be called The Timeline. I'll go over everything in my life that I can possibly remember. And eventually, you know, when I bring up friends, I'll maybe have them on the line so they can be a part of it. Maybe even I'll just have Justin come from across the hall, or Logan from the basement, or Josh from the basement. You know, I don't know. Who knows who I'll bring on the show? But, you know, this is something I haven't failed at. I want to be better at this. I want to get my traction early, because this is something I want to do with my life regardless of money. I want to be happy with my life. I want to go to work knowing that I'm happy, and then going home happy. That's the goal here. And so regardless if this gets posted to iTunes, I not know of. If not, I will find out some other way to post this so you, the public, can view. But yeah, next episode, I mean, this is just an introductory, but this segment will be called The Timeline, and this will probably be from birth to the age of 5. So it's pretty much all my time living in Illinois, being with early family, early friends. And that, I don't think we'll get to 40 minutes, but maybe about a half hour, maybe just as long as this one. Excuse me, maybe even shorter. But, yeah, no, so this is, I hope that people start catching on. I hope that you, the viewers, appreciate what I'm trying to do here and spreading my life, because I don't want to write. I think it's just easier if I talk. So, just remember, you can do anything if you set your mind to it. You can do anything if you want to do it. You don't have to do anything in this world, but then if you don't want to do anything, you won't get anything out of it. You get out what you put in. And I will try. I'm sorry. I was trying to think of like a cool sign off. But clearly I haven't yet, so I will think of one. But for now, this was Warner's Corner. Join me next time. My name is John Warner, and I will hear you next time.